This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet tea F lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed a little bit of high school football yesterday. Three new champions in high school football. Want the title winners here real
yes.
quick?
Yes.
All right.
Sports.
Your champions from last night, kicking off Idle Chit Chat. Sandy Creek put up 53 points in the first half on Crofton and won 66-26 in Class D1.
53 in the first half. It was 50. It's kind of like Notre Dame Syracuse. Notre Dame put on 35 in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was
in the first quarter.
That was who? Sandy Creek beat who?
Crofton.
Nice.
Crofton.
That's your home. That's,
yeah,
that's,
it was a rough day for the group chat with the family chat in that one.
Was
they
it,
got
though?
To the championship,
a lot of excitement,
though.
And then all of a sudden,
fire the defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Got to make changes.
Do they have DC?
Got to make changes. What would Norvell do at Florida State? He's making changes. That's what he said. He's making changes. Is that,
yeah. Hey, no, you're right. And we're joking, by the way. Yeah. Their DC should be safe.
Yeah, rough game, though. 53-14 at halftime. Final score, 66-26. In Class D2, high score. Like a basketball game.
Incredible game.
Why not Sip beat St. Mary's 71-60 in the state final?
71-60.
This is football, not basketball. Man. Football.
Wasn't a lot of punting going on.
No. A punt was rare. And last night in Class B.
Punt was rare.
Last night, Petrinka's Waverly Vikings.
Yes.
First title since 1980. They beat Gretna East 42-27 to win the Class B state finals last night.
Now that one, I got to see 88% of it.
What'd you think?
I got to see a lot of like that. It was a great game to watch. It really was. There was a missed field goal that happened with Gretna East. Would have drawn a little bit closer, but Gretna fought back and made it. It looked like it was going to be a no contest, and that's not the case. They fought back, but as Petrinka said, the running back for Waverly was remarkable. He had 277 yards rushing.
The name
for Axman, is that right?
That sounds right to me, Bill.
I believe Axman, and he was impressive. And they were impressive all the way around. Waverly's a talented team. They had things. They had offense.
Nathan Axman, his name. Yes, you got it.
He fumbled early, got him behind 7-0, and then came back. Yes.
Sorry. It appears he ran for 270 yards last.
Yes.
277 for Nathan Axman.
Yes.
Petrinka.
It was 40 carries, I believe.
Petrinka maintains that he's being recruited by Minnesota. Yeah.
Well, he's being recruited by somebody. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's a player.
Okay.
He's a player.
Wow.
Yeah, he was impressive. They had several players in their team I was impressed with.
This is sports.
Yes, sports. Quarterback played well. Yes, all the way around.
Congratulations to Waverly and all of the champions.
Yes.
and what happens today.
Oh, we got three more today. I'm glad you asked. In Class C1 at 10:15, we'll have number one Wahoo versus number three Sydney from way out west.
How about that? Sydney showing up.
Both teams 12-0 on the season. In Class C2 at 2:45, you'll have GICC against Bishop Newman. And Class A, Millard South against Papillion La Vista South tonight at 7:15 p.m. to wrap things up in the state finals.
Okay, off and running.
We are. Sports.
We're talking sports.
I believe you texted last night in the group chat about Waverly. Petrinka.
Maybe.
Just via Petrinka.
Maybe quickly. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember a text, but it's
you
possible.
Said something about maybe Bill sent
it. It's probably Bill. I think I might have texted quickly.
You did. I think you
I had a busy night last night.
Oh, Bill says Petrinka is right. Waverly. Yeah. Okay, that was Bill. Yeah, that was not you.
No, I don't think I was texting anybody.
What'd you have going on? Some issues?
I'm not going to get into what I had going on, but sounds it was like non-sports related.
It's fair to ask.
Non-sports related. I can tell. I can tell.
How can you tell?
I can just tell.
How can you tell?
I can tell. There's a frown on your face.
There's no frown.
There was a frown when you came in. I could tell something going on.
No. There's nothing.
Trick's text in. Is it bullet? Is bullet okay?
Well, I did go home. There was a scare yesterday.
Whoa.
Trick's doesn't mind me saying this. I went home like normal all after the Oscar Online show. So it was around 4, and I walked in the house. No bullet. Bullet.
What? Whoa.
Bullet. Bullet.
Yeah. Nothing. After the third bullet, you freak.
Oh, God. Yeah. It was Freak City. I was like,
where was he at?
He was, Laura, she meant to send me a text, and she didn't press send. He just was at the groomer. So I kind of figured that, but you don't, in the moment,
not
you
not a good feeling.
No, in the moment, you don't know. So he was just at the groomer. No problem. Freaked me out.
He was getting ready for Thanksgiving for all the family.
Well, bullet, getting all buffed
getting
up.
Basted.
He basted. Couldn't look good for the family coming over.
Basting bullet.
No, yeah, I guess he is getting ready for Thanksgiving.
He's preparing for the holidays for bullet, yes.
Yeah, so that was
grooming.
Minor scare. And, you know, I'm scared easily, so whatever. Anyway, that's it. No, there was everything else was fun, just some shopping that happened.
Whoa. Shop at Shoemakers or
West
Tracker Road. Barrel?
Westroads, thanks.
Westroads.
You know what hang on.
No, we're not talking about that.
I don't know you walked in any place this. Besides Cracker Barrel or Shoemakers to ever shop at all. This is news to me.
Yeah.
Those are your two shopping spots for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a changed man.
Well, those
man.
Still will be.
Okay.
No, I got to get out to Shoemakers. Go ahead, Bill, please. Sports.
There's been two things that have come up. We need to hear in from McSafety and from Missing Tooth Greg.
Okay.
Been a lot of people have been asking about when, you know, it's always a big deal, the lighting of the tree and the tree going up in different areas of, you know whatever, wherever you'd be, like in the Power and Light District or whatever, all that stuff, the plaza. But there's a lot of people, I've gotten hundreds of text messages asking, when is the Tree of Trust going up?
When is it going up?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking Greg right now. People are asking if they can be here when because it probably needs to go up before tomorrow morning, because that's not an easy task. So is Greg coming down tonight or today sometime for the Tree of Trust? So people are asking that. And the other one, they're asking if McSafety, if you're listening, can we release your phone number on over the air? The reason I'm asking McSafety is there's some people that live in Chattanooga and Florida and in other countries that can't be here, and they wanted to send in their sticky note and
What
they're thankful for, and have McSafety put it on the Tree of Trust via a text message.
Okay,
and they wanted to send it in early if they could, because they know it's going to be mayhem tomorrow. So let us know on that, McSafety, if you feel okay with us putting your phone number out there, so that people can send in early their thankfulness sticky note.
There's a lot going on. I asked Greg this morning. I said, "Are you ready for the party?" He said, "Most of my preparation is being done tonight."
That's good. Hey, that's what I expected. That's fine.
He has a plan. He has a plan.
Don't want to just sit around. He wants
to make
it
fresh. People do want to know, Greg, when is the Tree of Trust going up?
What does preparation mean? I'm not preparing for a party.
You don't have to. He's here.
Yeah. Greg's doing preparations of some sort. Good question on the Tree of Trust. Is it going over there?
Over there.
Yes, the Tree of
Trust.
By
the way, Bill walked in this morning, and we had our Christmas decorations go up. They did a great job. Donovan and the crew.
Donovan Raiola?
Not him. Different Donovan. But the whole place, our entire building, is festive with Christmas trees, decorations, and
it's
Bill
insane.
Somehow, and Bill loves Christmas trees. His house is full of them. He's got lights. You didn't notice him. I don't know how you didn't notice one thing at all.
Sit, I mean, and look Jake, behind Jake you. Goes, wow, and I go, wow. I go, I missed everything. There's lights everywhere. There's Christmas trees. Sip walks in.
Yeah.
Usually the one not really paying attention. Things like that. Wow. Yeah. Festive.
I knew you would.
I missed the whole thing.
I mean,
I don't get
there's
it.
Decorations all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know.
A massive tree. We got lights in the studio here.
Yeah, it's really nice.
The tree, the posts are wrapped with lights, two of them.
It is
the
nice.
The bill didn't see it.
I didn't see any of them.
God, were, just in time for the party.
And they were all on, too. It's like they knew the party was tomorrow. Anyway,
Missing Tooth eight. Greg says the tree is going up at 5:50 a.m. tomorrow. I'm okay with that. Yeah,
right Greg, before make sure the show. Tree of trust is up in time.
Yeah, prior to 6 a.m. for sure. 5:50, he says, tomorrow.
God, okay. Greg and McSafety all over it.
Okay. Let me see. We're waiting to hear. Sounds like McSafety's not listening to the show today.
I haven't heard him on the text line. I don't know where he's at. Maybe he's still driving in. Maybe he's having like a pre-party today with us.
I wonder if the Hamptons sold out for the party. People coming down to stay.
It doesn't look like it right now.
Right now, it looks like you can get a room if you're wondering.
It's pretty slow over there right now.
No one's even outside smoking, which is our favorite.
Soon, they'll be outside.
Party tomorrow at 6 a.m. Yes. That's the big thing.
I received a phone call from Kathy Woody last night. I'll be there 6 a.m. sharp.
She's got
what all he needs. She's got the sticky tags with Laura working with, on that.
For the name tags. Name tags.
Yes.
On.
She's working in.
And she's promised to have the Rice Krispie goodies in some capacity.
Yeah. Right.
So you'll have that to look forward
to. Coffee shop will be open.
Yes. Luke will be here at 6 a.m.
Luke is one of the characters of the show. We have a whole, this is like a, we're like a sitcom, and there's a cast of characters, and Luke is one of them.
Absolutely.
You get a chance to meet Luke, yes.
I wonder if John will be here.
John is working on that, and it appears as if he will.
Okay.
Good.
Yes.
I hate to leave people out.
Yeah. Well, they see them all the time. You know, our regulars.
Yeah. There'll be people.
McSafety and Greg will be here, of course, because they're working the event.
They're working the event.
All right. Anything else?
Not much for me. Yesterday was busy as hell.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. I didn't call
this time of year is crazy.
Yeah.
Was yesterday crazy?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, what time is the... Oh, we don't... There's no post-game or pre-game show, right?
Yes, there is.
There is.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Absolutely, there is.
This is our show. It's our show, though, right?
Yeah. We'll go to 8:30 instead of 9.
Okay.
So actually be a shortened show.
Okay.
On Friday.
Good. I got to walk over there.
Yes, you do. It'll be your normal walk over there in terms of game time. Prior to the game, you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? That'll be all jacked up on that day. I might have to park over at the post office.
Well, you might have to.
Before the show and walk over here.
Hmm.
Bill says it's a long walk.
What's the weather look like, Jake?
Bill.
Not good.
I didn't know.
So this is like the last decent day before the cool down happens. Today's 49. So okay. Get out. And,
great.
By the way,
not bad.
Yesterday, I think there was exactly 0 mph.
It was. It was inverted.
We went on a walk last night. I said, I don't feel a single even slight gust at all.
No, Rudy agrees with you.
It was
calm as heck.
The wind was inverted. It was -1 from each direction.
-1.
It was unbelievable. I took Sugar out for a walk at dusk. Like she likes that walk and was just so happy. It was so nice. As a matter of fact, I was just in like a light hoodie. I mean, it was not cold. Oh, it was beautiful out. Yeah. What's going on from here on, Jake?
So today, 49. This is per my weather app. Tomorrow, 40. Not terrible.
That's not bad.
Thanksgiving Day, not terrible. Sunny and 40. We can live with that. And then Black Friday.
Yeah.
Chance of snow. High of 36, 45% chance of snow. And then Saturday, I'm seeing 1 to 3 inches of snow.
Oh God! Okay,
so high of 35, but that's early.
Just high of 36 cold. On Friday, so that'll
yes.
So and then the wind is the issue.
Okay, wind on Friday, we get the wind.
Wind on Friday, gotcha. That's what'll make the difference on if we're feeling like we're in the 20s or not.
The wind is going to be this is very a large very. It says 2 to 15 mph with gusts up to 26 mph. Now, I'm looking at the time frame of that. The gust would be during the football game. It's saying the heaviest gust from like 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., which is right in the middle of the game. So it could be cold and chilly and windy, and simply be nice and comfy in the press box up there.
Greg says it's going to be 50-mile-an-hour winds tonight.
Tonight? Let's check that.
Well, that sounds like, I know Greg's been spot on.
Okay, he's got a chance here. Right now, 6 mph winds, gets up to 27 mph with gusts to 45, so he's not terribly off on that.
Okay, Greg nailed it.
Way to go, Greg.
Tonight, we're going to get winds
50.
I would say the windiest looks like it's going to be about 4 o'clock today.
Oh wow!
4 p.m. is the wind.
Oh, 4 p.m.
4 p.m. is the windy part of the day.
Okay,
is that out of the north? There's a big storm cell up north. North Dakota's in harm's way
in
right
peril.
Now. Yeah, I set it out this morning. Yeah, for the duck hunters that have to be in charge of this stuff. So Bird be monitoring this.
Rick chimes in. He's bringing hats and visors. Visors and hats.
Well, Thanksgiving.
A lot of fans have been asking about that.
They have been. Is Heyman bringing the hats again? Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Hats and visors.
Heyman, are you bringing another breaker with you? Rick, you had promised that you were going to raffle off a necklace, a diamond necklace. Is that still... That was one of the things you had made on air. So we asked.
Raffle.
A raffle. Oh. So,
by the way, McSafety's chimed in. He says one word. He just says driving.
Driving.
Didn't give an answer about, hey, can I give it your phone number? Says, I'm driving.
That's
man.
Safe.
I'm driving.
That's safety.
He's so, McSafety. Yes. McSafety.
When you pull over McSafety, let us know if you can give your number out because people want to send in ahead of time, maybe too, what they're thankful for.
Yeah.
Some people can't make it. We have people in Hawaii.
Yeah. And we get that.
And we understand that. We will have a lot of people in town, and we're looking for who will be the most traveled.
Yes. Right now, it can be McSafety. Now,
God dang. Safety just gave me an idea. When you don't want to text somebody back or talk to them, just text back driving.
Driving.
Driving. Yeah. That's a new one.
Yeah.
That's going to work.
Now, if anybody's sticking around from Sydney for the game today, tomorrow, that'd be the longest away, farther away from Cozad. Where McSafety's coming from.
Is he coming here right now?
I don't know. Maybe.
McSafety, are you driving here? Where are you driving to, McSafety?
Is McSafety
just
aware?
Say yes or no.
Is he aware of the party's tomorrow? McSafety, aware of the party's tomorrow?
McSafety's not missing the party.
No, I know that.
Hey, McSafety, just text yes or no. Are you driving here right now with donuts?
With donuts.
And then tomorrow as well.
Donuts. Yes or no?
By the way, DW from Seward says, how long does the event last tomorrow? I'm bringing my kids in from Seward. It is from 6 to 9 a.m.
6 to 9.
It's a ration of early break.
They're coming in from Seward.
With kids.
With kids.
Awesome.
And I'll say this. There might be donuts that are left after 9, but like the free coffee shuts down at 9 a.m. So I'm not forcing you out of the building at 9.
Pinnacle Bank.
But the party kind of ends at 3 at 9, but the way it's going
to. The party ends at 9, Bill.
Yes.
9.
You need to have an ending. You need to have an ending.
It's two. You're still here.
Do. 2 o'clock. I mean, if someone shows up like tomorrow, like at 4:30, hey, what's going on? I'm here for the party. No, they've got to have an end time.
God dang it! You have a lot of good life advice.
By the way, McSafety says yes. He's on his way here.
Yes.
He's
bringing. Oh yes. Right. Oh yes.
Sip is saved.
Okay.
Will be saved.
Good. Thank you, McSafety.
Yeah, McSafety.
It needs to have an ending.
Yeah, you need to have an ending.
Just another piece of good life advice.
Thank you, Steve. We try to help you out. You help us out, we help you
out. I don't really help out.
Yes, you do. You give us aging gracefully advice.
You said
every
you got
Friday.
A big aging gracefully coming. You said
I do.
You have one coming.
You're going to be appalled.
Now I'm really intrigued.
Can we do aging gracefully today?
Nope.
Hold on.
You're going to be appalled by both of our behavior.
Anyway, wow. Yeah. That's a tease right there.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we had to leave an open window, so... The Bill's Thrills will be people that are in.
Okay.
So we'll probably be bringing some random people in to talk.
Okay.
So the Bill's Thrills is going to be an open mic.
Whoever's
open mic.
Open mic.
Bill's Thrills is open mic.
I have a dumb button over
here. Yes,
don't want to use it, but I have it.
I mean, so people understand and they understand completely what's going on. We're going to have a party, but we are doing a show.
Yes, the show is on.
Yeah, we're not.
We cannot entertain out there the whole 3 hours. During the breaks, absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll be out and about.
We'll have the show audio on. We'll talk about you from afar from here.
I'm just throwing this out, Jake. This is live radio. Okay. Do we have someone do the game show live?
I'd like that. I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Tomorrow,
good idea.
Tomorrow's game show will be somebody that is at the station for our event.
That is a good idea.
Like that. Thank you, Bill.
That is a good one. Once again, a very good idea.
I agree and confirm.
That'll be fun.
I'm fine with that. Happy with that.
What will the selection process be?
That eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Someone here will play the game show, and we'll give them the bagels if they win, and a bagel and a coffee if they lose. They'll win no matter what. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by your friends at 738 Ag.
Do you
need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com. Joey on his way here, or is he busy tomorrow?
You know, all I got from Joey yesterday was bring on the rain, so he was excited about that. So they want, right now, farmers are like, bring the moisture. We need some moisture. I'll text Joey right now. Thank you, Joey. He's out there. He's doing a lot of work this time. I hope he takes a little time off for Thanksgiving. I really do. A
couple hours, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
He will, right?
I would think so.
He's a family-oriented person.
Very much so.
Yes. Family.
Yeah, his son has a chance to be a Major League Baseball player, so there's probably something to do with baseball.
That's a big...
Serious?
That's sizable.
Yeah, his son has a chance. He's an incredible baseball player.
What position?
Joey Wisson. Mm. Well, he was playing catcher there for a while.
Ooh, that's
Joey.
A good position.
Yeah, so let me know, Joey, where that's at.
That's a good position to try to make it to the majors, because a lot of people don't want to do it.
It's a hard job.
Yeah. Did you do that? Were you a catcher?
Wasn't a catcher. No, putting stuff on and stuff.
I was a catcher.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, for a lot
I thought
of the,
you were a shortstop. Didn't you try out for the Reds as a shortstop?
Well, second and third.
Jim Hansen will be here tomorrow with Carson.
He won't.
Yeah, yes. They texted us last night.
Jim Hansen will be here.
Hansen? We have a prepared statement.
He did last time he came on.
In a suit, again, of course.
In a suit, have a tie on. Well, he's Sand Hills Global.
He is.
So he'll be in here. Carson is bringing his fitness plan in, so if anyone wants to follow his It also has a nutrition plan. How many
tight
carbs?
Shirt too. Really tight shirt too.
How many carbs you can have
Hansen
today?
Hansen and
Schottenheimer, yes.
God. That's a lot.
And Sean and Tom Pede should be here too. Any dignitaries.
The Pedes will be here.
Right on the show anytime they want
to. Remember, we had to talk to them about there's no dunk tank or anything. They're just coming in for coffee.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
No. They don't even have to go to the booth if they don't want to. Carson has a booth?
Yeah, I have a booth with this.
I don't even know what to make of all this. This is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, it's tomorrow.
It's a lot.
It's Thanksgiving Eve for the
That's
show.
What I mean. It's the most exciting. Breakers. This is Eve. This is my first Eve Eve.
This is the first Eve.
Just think tonight. There are people putting their kids to bed, like little Cindy Lou Who, you know, in Whoosville. It's like tomorrow morning you get to wake up, you get to meet Steve Sipple. And the kids are getting tucked in. Really, Mom?
I don't think that's what's being
really,
said.
Really, Dad? Is it true? Do I get to meet Sip? You do tomorrow. Yes. And they're gonna come in.
Some variation of that.
They come in all excited.
Yeah. Hey, and again, decorations are done.
Oh, yeah. By the way, one last thing on that. If you are coming in, not required at all, but if you'd like to donate to the food bank, we're going to have a box,
a bin.
And John Mabry will be in the building also.
Oh, my God.
He'll be in the building.
Okay, this has been brought up. I'm going to bring it up at the 7 o'clock hour also, because Swigert wanted to know if he's going to be in the building. That's awesome. He wants to know if he can write a check.
Yes.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak. For your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
I've been told that that is very, very acceptable and almost
swaggered. It's been, yes, you can write a check. He writes checks. He'll bring in a check.
People do that.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah, I still do it. I still do it.
Do you write checks?
Oh, absolutely.
You don't want to bring in some canned beans, bring in some money.
Sometimes Laura's like, might want to make me aware of that you wrote a check. Didn't know that was out of the account. You know, because it doesn't show up for like 7 days. So the beauty now, it's like, I mean, you have to pay everything within, a second. Venmo. The check was beautiful. Hey, if I mail this check right now, I got 4 to 6 days before this comes out of my account.
You never know.
You planned that out.
Oh, yeah, sure did.
That was planned out. Right. Hey, listen, I got about 4 days. Or, Jake, here. This was so good. I lived this one. Everyone did. Hey, you owe me this, like that. Even could be anything. Yeah, here's my check. Hey, do not cash that for 2 days. You tell the person, do not cash that for 2 days.
Might want to hold off on
that. You can cash it, but just not now.
You can, but it's not going to go through. So I'm not getting paid for 3 days, so hold that for a week. But here's the check. You got it.
Might want to hold off on that.
Oh, God. Checkbooks. They were so good.
Lauren Schweiger's right.
Write a check. We'll video that. Videotape. I'm going to tell Swigert not to have it done.
John Mabry's going to be here?
Yeah, he's going to be here. Yep.
John was the sports editor at the Lincoln Journal Star.
That's incredible. He's going to be here for this.
Yeah.
We're going to raise some money. We're going to bring some food
in. You want to bring in a canned item, a non-perishable food item? You are more than welcome to. Not required, but if you'd like to, that'd be awesome.
Ice cream, no.
Do not bring ice cream.
No ice cream.
No.
Be hard.
Canned beans, yes.
Yes. Really, if you're bringing any canned goods, bring in corn. It's the best.
You can bring in other stuff.
No, what do the pilgrims talk about? Maize. Corn.
You have canned maize, bring it in.
Yeah, bring canned
perfect
maize.
For Thanksgiving.
You canned
bring in
maize.
Tomato soup, too.
No, maize.
You could. Bill prefer if it's canned maize, though.
Please, everybody bring corn.
Load up our corn.
Corn fest.
And you're happy when it comes out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Laura was looking into it. I don't know if she... Laura, chime in. Did you get us the pilgrim? She's looking at pilgrim's hats for us to wear.
That'd be fun.
Yes.
That's more of a Kathy Woody type thing, right? She could wear the pilgrim hat.
Jake in a pilgrim hat tomorrow?
I would wear it, absolutely.
Yes,
I'd wear
Jake
it every day.
Jake would be awesome in a pilgrim hat.
I'd wear it to the game on Friday, too.
Oh, pilgrim sure hat. You would.
Yeah. Gobble, gobble.
Wear the pilgrim hat.
Pilgrim.
464-5685, call or text the show as always. Yesterday, Sip, you were in the room. Matt Rhule at the podium after the blowout loss to Penn State, 37-10. We did hear him after the game with yelling because it was loud in the area. You said more subdued yesterday was the tone.
Yeah, it was very serious. It's a very, I would say Bill would just kind of, a little stress. The week is short in the game. The week is short and the game is big. It's a big game for the program. And it's Iowa. Iowa come in here. Let's go Hawks, all that. Love that, don't you?
No, I don't.
I wonder, we'll get to Rhule in a second. 11 a.m. kickoff will dissuade a lot of Iowa fans from coming over, I imagine. Might not have as many as usual, right? 11 a.m. kickoff.
Possibly. I mean,
I don't know. They'll
still be
here. One thing I really enjoy about opponents, and I like Iowa for one of the best ones, because it gets a little heated, and also their school colors stand out.
They do.
And so when you're walking around in red and white, and everybody's right there, and all of a sudden, there's black and yellow. It stands out.
It really does.
And so I like that. It's not fun to play a team that has the exact same colors as you.
No.
It's like, no.
No, it's not. Can't tell. Like when Michigan packed Wrigley, you couldn't really tell. It was Michigan Northwestern. The color schemes aren't the same, but they're somewhat similar. You couldn't tell. You could only tell that Michigan packed Wrigley last week when there weren't many fans there.
No one's there. That was the difference. Minnesota did not show up.
No, they didn't. Not like Michigan.
Not like Michigan did.
Now, Rhule was asked about the bad blood, maybe what his perception of the rivalry, if he can find anything along those lines. His perception of the rivalry, what Iowa, what this game means, just anything like that.
Might be this one here.
Yeah, hit it.
That's right. Matt Rhule from yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's you know, in the old Big Ten West days, you know, like you could kind of do that a little bit more. You know, now it's like, who we play? You know,
this one here. Sorry, this is the quote. My bad.
I don't know how they feel about us. You know, I respect any coach that's done what they've done as long as that. And I think all of us are just, you know, we're focused on us right now. And at the end of the day, it's about trying to win a game. You know, 2 years in a row, and I've watched them, you know, kick a field goal to win it and walk off the field and, you know, watch them celebrate and tell us, you know, hey, have a Merry Christmas, you know, because they knew we weren't going to a bowl. So to the victor belongs the spoils, you know. I respect them. I respect the way they play. I respect their coaches. I respect Phil Parker more than probably any other coach in college football. So there's no bad blood for me, at least.
Phil Parker got a lot of kudos yesterday. Phil Parker, of course, is the longtime D.C.
He followed up with, about why do you respect him so much, Matt Rhule?
Because he's done it at a high level versus everybody for that long. You know, just, you know, the rules in football are designed to let the offense score points in college football. You can, you know, you can block down the field and, you know, you can't even play man to coverage anymore because you can blindside people and you can blindside people that are playing man. You can't do any of that stuff in the NFL. And yet Phil Parker just continues to play dominant level defense. Just a lot of respect for him.
19 seniors will be honored before the game. Now, that's not Emmett Johnson. Emmett Johnson's not doing that. Of course, he's not doing that. He's a junior. It probably will be his last game in Memorial Stadium. He will not be among them. But 19 seniors will be honored. Do you have that?
I think they're all important to the program. I mean, I know that's not what you're saying, but I'll make sure I say that. Like, you know, I've mentioned a lot about, you know, I think I mentioned 2 weeks ago, like, you know, Jalen Gramstad and the impact that he's had. You know, people haven't said a lot about, you know, maybe noticed a lot, but I think Michael Booker has played at such a high level on special teams that I think teams should take a look at him at the next level. You know, I mean, of all of our guys from last year that went on, he either had a chance in pro football, played full pro football, John Bullock's played the most snaps. I mean, John Bullock is, I don't know how he did this past weekend. I think he was at like an 8 tackles, which get to 12 tackles, you're almost a pro bowler, right? So I think Booker's had that type of season for us on special teams. You know, Derek Branch, you've heard me talk about him a lot. You know, I actually asked him to address the team this morning. You know, just he's someone, like I said, when he speaks, everyone listens, including me. And so, but there's a lot of guys like that. You know, Turner Corcoran fighting to come back, Teddy Prochaska overcoming the injury. I mean, I just, to sing Dane Key to transfer in and to transfer in and to become a captain here on 1 year is, to me is amazing, right? You know, Marl Watson, Trent's going to play. He's going to play a 60th college football game on Saturday, so on Friday, excuse me. So there's a lot of amazing stories and a lot of guys that I'm proud of. But most importantly, I think they've helped establish a program that I'm proud of and that is relevant nationally and is relevant recruiting-wise nationally. And it's the players who came before them and it's them.
Michael Booker. Man, Michael Booker, he's talking about playing well enough on special teams he should get an NFL look is interesting. Michael Booker is, of course, the son of Michael Booker that played for Nebraska. Corner. You remember that, Bill?
Yes, out of San Diego.
Big, tall corner.
Yeah, went to Falcons, am I right with that?
First round pick, right?
I believe it was the Falcons. Yes.
First round.
God dang, both he and Pickens were Falcons. Remember?
Yes.
Pickens, Bruce Pickens?
I don't think they were
not the same time
apart. Yeah.
Not the same time, no. And I did. He mentioned John Bullock apparently has 8 special. He was talking about special teams tackles.
Right.
Special teams tackles. God dang, I'm gonna have to look that up. Jake, what are you looking up? Look, there?
Michael Booker was 11th overall pick in the draft.
Yeah,
but to the Falcons.
Yeah, and his son is a senior, obviously. He did talk about Emmett Johnson. He was asked if Emmett Johnson's going to walk, and he asked if Malcolm Hartsock is going to walk.
No. Emmett will make whatever decision he makes after the fact. It would just be those 19 guys.
Is Malcolm Hartsock?
No.
You anticipate him coming back next season, or you would like him to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah, 100%. I love Malcolm. Would have loved to have Malcolm out there with us all year long. I mean, we play pretty good pass defense without Malcolm, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, today's landscape, you know, you never know what. But I think, you know, just the 19 guys have said, hey, can I go out there for senior day and, you know, we'll honor those guys.
He was also
Is that odd or not on Emmett, by the way, or not? Emmett, good chance he goes pro, right?
Yeah, I think you don't do it for leverage purposes.
Sure. I don't think that keeps him around, just not honoring him on senior day, though, right?
What's your question?
I mean, if Emmett Johnson, good chance he goes pro.
Yeah. But you don't walk just in case. You don't want to tip your hand.
Understood. I
mean, there's a, you know, he can, it's a leverage. There's some leverage that could be used, right? So you just don't say sayonara to Nebraska because you might be back and they're going to have to pay more money.
We've seen guys walk twice before.
Oh, Javon Wright's walked three times. Oh, yeah, you see it. But no, apparently he's not going to. Rule was also asked the differences between, or the, are the Penn State and Iowa offenses similar or different?
They're very different. You know, Iowa's, you know, obviously, you know, they're, you know, going back to coaches, you know, time as an offensive line coach, probably the premier one of the premier outside zone teams in football over the years. They've added a quarterback run element. I think it's he's got seven passing touchdowns and 13 rushing touchdowns. So he's accounted for like 20 of their touchdowns. He's done a very nice job. You know, they've got four losses by a total of 15 points, though. I mean, they've played some elite level teams. They're a great team, and but yeah, they get to it in different ways.
Hey, they get to it, Bill, in different ways. Help me with this. So they're markedly different offenses?
Philosophy-wise of running the ball, no. But schematic-wise like that, you don't see as much gap scheme. You saw a counter, some different runs from Penn State. And so it's a little bit different. Penn State had more runs from the gun. They'll have a little bit more from behind center and for the quarterback under center. So they'll be a little bit different, you know, with it. And like you said, they have a true quarterback run. It's not a lot. They'll have three, four quarterback runs, design runs, maybe one more. It's not a ton. That really wasn't the case with Penn State. Penn State scrambled, but it wasn't design quarterback runs.
So that's a big difference.
So that's a difference. Gronowski is a good runner. He's not a violent runner. When you watch him run, he's not violent. He can run, but he's not like all of a sudden it's like, man, that thing was meant to get four and he got nine out of it. He just, you know, just bullied his way. That's not his deal.
No, I agree. Yeah. Now, hold on. What's the difference in the running back run game for those teams?
They're just different styles from watching them. Like I said, there's a little bit more downhill from Iowa.
Okay.
A lot downhill from Iowa. So they're going to run some outside zone, which is more stretch, however you want to call it.
Yeah.
And there was some of that, though. Penn State does a little bit more from the gun than anything else. But
okay.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
I don't have a lot more for it.
No, that's fine. I get fixated on stuff like that because I don't understand it completely. More gap scheme from Penn State, though.
They ran counter. They did their Wildcat.
They did one or two.
Wildcat, and those were counter schemes also.
Love the Wildcat. I love the Wildcat.
I do, too.
I get to the running back run. Go.
Worked well for the Dolphins 1 year.
Did it?
Yes, 2008.
Who was that?
Ronnie Brown. Dolphins went from 1-15 to the playoffs next year with Tony Sperano, head coach, and Ronnie Brown running the Wildcat offense. From Auburn, yes.
Auburn
had two top five draft picks as running backs. Ronnie Brown went second, and Cadillac Williams went like fourth or fifth.
Good Lord.
Imagine that. Two running backs in the top five. Oof. Not just drafted, but top five first round.
Oof. Yeah, you know who else was on that team that left? Brandon Jacobs was on that team. He couldn't get on the field. NFL.
He went to
NFL
Southern
Super
Illinois.
Champion. Yeah.
And he was good there. Yeah. He played for the Giants for a long time. Big dude.
Yeah. Big running back.
That was the Jason Campbell teams too, quarterback. Yes.
Okay, Rule, we got a second. Asked about TJ Lateef. TJ Lateef.
Got it.
This is the one defense in the Big Ten that holds everyone under their scoring average, you know, consistently. There's not a lot of relief. There's no mercy. Like, they're doubling people. They're playing two-man. They're challenging you. They got a great defensive line. There's a lot of things there. I thought, you know, you go to Beaver Stadium, you're in silent cadence. That's hard for a quarterback. All his motion shifts. Mentally, I thought he was elite. He didn't make the catastrophic mistake. You know, even on the sack at the 1 yard line, I think I said to you guys the other day, that ball doesn't hit the ground. You know, we're still able to punt it away. He moved the offense. You know, I mean, we just didn't score enough touchdowns in the red zones. And once we got behind, then you're not collecting points and kicking field goals. You know, you're having to go for it. But I think the biggest thing was, like, he was trying to run guys over, and I think his teammates saw that for a young guy, and he wasn't intimidated. He wasn't in 33. He's a great player for Penn State, came off the edge. He made a miss and ran for a touchdown. So, you know, every day that TJ gets is another day for him to grow, and I think he grew in that game. I think his teammates saw that when bad things happened, he didn't let it affect him. He just wanted to keep playing. And he wanted to play to the very end of the game. I mean, I'd say the same thing about Ja'Cory Barney. The guy had five catches. He had returned punts. He returned kicks. He made a tackle on the fake punt. You know, there was a lot of guys out there, like Sierra Wright, played to the end of the game. So you can't control the score. You can't control what you look like on tape. And I thought TJ did that to the best of his ability. And I'm excited for him. This will be his first start in Memorial Stadium when you think about it, you know. And so, but yeah, it'll be a tremendous, tremendous challenge. And I just know after seeing him in last week's game, he'll be excited for it.
What a challenge for Lateef. It's going to be cold.
And I was coming to town.
Yeah.
Because you'd say the Penn Parker. State game was not cold. It looked like on TV. It was beautiful.
No, not cold. Not cold. Barely needed a jacket. This will be different for Lateef. And I'm sorry, Bill, when I do this. But they cover really well, Iowa. They cover. It's no trickery. They just cover the receivers really well, right?
They have a skill set. They're playing a little bit more man-to-man stuff than what they have in the
past.
Their base defense that they've been known for forever is quarter, half, and they play different things. So that's just quarters to the field and cover two into the boundary, which is a staple for them. And they'll play straight quarters a lot. That's kind of their base of what they do. And there's all kinds of little adjustments to it also. And Phil Parker has all the adjustments to everything that's going on. But he will run pressure. He will blitz. He will do some different things to heat things up a little bit more. He's a little bit more aggressive than maybe what he's been in the past. Mm. I think they're good up front. We've seen much more dominant D lines from Iowa in the past. They're a good D line, but they're not some of the D lines that we've seen in the past.
No, they're good though. You're right.
They don't have a linebacker. Campbell's not playing linebacker for him.
He was good.
Yeah, they don't.
That guy was awesome.
He's not there for him. So that's a little bit of different. And they're not the same at running back either. They're solid, but they're not as good as they were last year.
Caleb Johnson.
Last year's
Moulton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moulton's not like Caleb Johnson.
It's not the same. You know, Caleb Johnson, I believe, is playing quite a bit now.
For the Steelers, yes.
For the Steelers. Yep. So he's not that guy. But they're just very, very steady. I'd imagine, you know, if you had the numbers, I'd imagine you look at him on offense. It's not very good, but I don't have him. I don't have what Iowa is.
I'll get that later.
You know, he addressed earlier in that the idea of bad blood between Nebraska and Iowa. Iowa's beaten Nebraska six straight times in Lincoln. If there's not bad blood on the side of Nebraska, then something's wrong here. Like, you got to get pissed off at some point and say enough's enough, right?
It's absurd.
I know that's before Rule. It goes back to Riley. That goes back to Bo, actually, 2013. That's Bo.
Yeah, this is not all Riley's.
So it's not
deal.
Just. It's not all Matt Rule.
It's barely Rule.
That is a set. That's Nebraska football, though. Like, that is. It's been six it's straight absurd. Losses in Lincoln to Iowa.
It's absurd to lose six straight to Iowa and Lincoln.
It's horrifying. Yeah. It really is.
Now, and think about it from the other side, how much that's helped Iowa's program to close each regular season with a win, which means in a lot of cases they've gotten to a better bowl, Tampa. Mm.
Well, and also, whatever. They have ended Nebraska's season at least twice. Nebraska had five wins entering that game, I think twice, in Lincoln, and back-to-back years lost on an epic fashion. And so, and they love beating Nebraska.
Oh God!
It's got to go the other way. It's got to feel. I know Nebraska wants to win this game, but like,
of course they do. I mean, one thing about the game is the winner goes to Tampa. It looks like for a bowl, and then that's one way you could. You're always looking for tangible progress. Well, tangible progress is playing in the Pinstripe Bowl one year and Tampa the next year. So they got. Rule did mention too. You don't need to go into the sound. I don't even know if you could find it. He said I was very, very comfortable playing in close games. They were comfortable against Michigan State down 17-7. They were fine. They're very good at that. Nebraska hasn't been good at it. They better be good at it because they're not going to blow Iowa out. If they win, it'll be close, right? You think they'll blow Iowa out? How about 47-14?
I would imagine it's going to be. I think it'll be a lot the same. Where it's going to be, if the weather is a true factor, whether if there's moisture and it's cold and there is high winds, you're going to huddle. Both sides are going to huddle, which takes away generally the the blowout type of things. Now, if there's dramatic turnovers, Good point. If there's dramatic turnovers, that's when you see blowouts, which was that's what was surprising, you know, for Nebraska against Penn State, was there wasn't dramatic turnovers. It wasn't like, well, we just gave them four short fields or whatever. That wasn't the case. That
was, good point.
A little bit odd.
God, Latif, these games, man, they're rough. Penn State, Iowa, back-to-back. That's real now. That's real.
To end the season.
Yeah.
Probably the thing that stands out the most is that is the return game for Iowa.
We didn't even mention it.
Weegan's been a problem all year.
I mean, he's dynamic.
Yeah, fast.
Yeah, incredibly dynamic. He really is.
Yeah, I was talking to George yesterday, and he just said Weegan is incredibly fast.
Yeah. You can get to top-end speed in a hurry.
21.
Press has been very good against punt returns this year.
They
have. Is it negative 1 yards allowed or not? At one point, it was negative 1 yards allowed.
Penn State had one for about 15.
Did Penn State? Okay.
Then they had a return. Okay. Yeah.
But still,
I think it was when they were backed up, maybe. But anyway, yeah.
That's right. That's the one that Archie got the penalty on.
And the penalty, yeah.
Roughing.
Out of bounds.
All right.
Very awkward looking play.
It was bizarre. Yeah. Before we get to break, if you were hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, Bill, where would you send the breakers today?
Thanksgiving bird.
Also known as early bird.
Stuffing bird.
At 19th K with all the pastels on the wall you could ever imagine. Also, they've got great options like
Busch Lights.
They got Busch Light. They got Bloody Marys. They've got breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, French toast, pancakes, waffles, and the world famous
Hash Holes.
Stop by today. Open every day, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 19th K with free and spacious parking. When we come back, you mentioned some bowl games. Which ones get the most fans traveling to them? That's next on Early Break of the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.